This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Did see some good news before yesterday's Padres game in Seattle. Jackson Merrill was out on the field playing catch, doing a little running in the outfield. Took some swings, not in the cage, but just dry swings.
Dry hacks.
That is called baseball activity.
Yeah, baseball
activity. And it's the first baseball activity for Jackson since he was placed on the injured list, has not played since August 17th due to the sprained left ankle and bone bruise. He's eligible to come off the injured list. I believe it's Saturday in Minnesota.
Okay.
The thinking is that he should be able to come back either Saturday or Sunday in that series, but of course we'll have to see how he progresses. Also waiting to see on the plan for Michael King. According to Kevin Acey, he will likely pitch in a simulated game in Minnesota. So it'll probably be, I would think, Randy Vasquez now starting on Sunday against the Twins, because J.P. Sears was sent down to the minors yesterday.
And they called up Alec Jacob.
Alec Jacob was added to the bullpen for a little extra arm, but that means J.P. Sears can't come back up unless someone gets injured. So
they'll throw Jacob maybe the next few days and then send him down.
Probably, and then have Vasquez come up, who, by the way, threw a nice start in AAA, which is hard to do, actually. 5 shutout innings, I think, his last time out. So you could see Randy Vasquez back. Will it be with an opener like it was against the Dodgers, or just a straight start? Don't know. Either of those options probably on the table. But that will at least be where we're trending this weekend for the series against the Minnesota Twins. But either way, Padres are closer to getting healthier with Jackson Merrill and Michael King, both seemingly in the final stages of coming back, hopefully, for the roster for the rest of the season with no more setbacks.
Yeah, and obviously there's going to be a decision to make for Mike Schilt. Gavin Sheets in the lineup. Led to us coming back and winning that game last night. Led off that inning with a double, putting together really good ABs, Benny. Another hit, scored twice yesterday, walked. I mean,
I said it on yesterday's show. I stand by it more so today. He should be in the lineup just about every single day.
Yeah, you're going to have.
Unless he feels he needs a day off.
Hitting 364 with 3 homers, 6 doubles over his past 12 games. That's a 1235 OPS. Yeah, you cannot. Can't take Gavin Sheets out.
No one's ever said, hey, Fernando, this lefty-righty match, Manny, Xander, Merrill when he's healthy. Like, they're automatically in the lineup. Arise. Bogart. Gavin Sheets should be one of those guys.
Now, when you come back, is it Merrill who gets more days off to get Gavin Sheets in the lineup, or...
It's crazy to me that you wouldn't play Jackson Merrill, right? Like, so that doesn't really make sense to me. We know the answer. We know the right answer. We also know what's not going to happen.
Or is it Luis Arraez who gets days off and Gavin Sheets can play designated hitter with
Correct.
Ryan O'Hearn at first base?
Correct.
One of those kind of has to be the case, though. And that's not... You can argue that Mike Schilt stubbornly is keeping Luis Arraez in the number 2 slot, and I think you'd be accurate in that. And I guarantee you he has his reasons for it as well. But when you talk about he's loyal to his players, He also is loyal to Gavin Sheets. He considers Gavin Sheets one of his players just as much as he does Luis Arraez.
I don't know that I agree with that.
I don't know.
I don't think the loyalty is he's spread equally
you don't
across
think so?
The 26.
No.
I don't. No, I don't.
I don't think he like hates Gavin Sheets or anything like that, but I think there's a lot more.
Gavin Sheets a lot.
He should. A guy plays like that when one of your star players goes down and steps up, and you know, problem is when all this happened, we got all the new pieces. You know, they went to Gavin Sheets immediately. How do you feel? And he said, "I'm just here to win. You know, I've accomplished both things that one of the two things I wanted to accomplish. One was get my career back on track. And I've done that. Number two, I want to win a World Series. And whatever it takes to get there, I will do. Manager hears that. He's like, all right, well, enjoy the bench, pal, because I got to get, you know, these guys in that I am extremely more loyal to, I think. I still...
It's just speculation. There's just so much talk about, like, feelings and vibes
sure.
and all that.
Yeah, vibes.
I'm like, well, what about Gavin Sheets' feelings?
Right. I'm raking right now. Like, why would you take me out? My OPS is over 1,200 in the last 12 games. Like, why would I have to go to the bench when I'm mashing and seeing the ball well? It doesn't make sense, guys. It doesn't. So
I think there's conversations to be had about whether or not Luis Arraez is even in the starting lineup. I don't see, like, any net positives of him in the two spot.
No.
It hasn't worked. It's not working.
It's not working. Hasn't worked. So
I just am, like, if you have to keep him in the lineup, the two spot, he is not producing there.
But you
there.
Can't have O'Hearn, Sheets, Arraez, Merrill in the same lineup, correct?
Correct.
There's just not
there's
enough
no
spots.
Way, there's not, no way to do it. And in the month of August...
Take Cronenworth out, I guess.
Right.
Which Arraez and second
right. don't really want to do.
In the month of August, Luis Arraez hitting .235, .259 on base percentage, .583 OPS. Those are bad numbers. And that includes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8 multi-hit games, including a three-hit game, and he's still only hitting .235 with a .259 on base percentage. And that's in the month of August.
I'm just going on memory and feel right now. I'm not looking at his game log. But, I mean, every time it feels like he does get on base, he hits those doubles that he, you know, we do see those from time to time. Nobody's on base. It's just him standing at second. Toddy gets on. And it's a double play, it's a foul ball on a stolen base, yeah. or it's a fly ball to left field.
Yeah, man. AB's last night were not great, you know. It's just he's scuffling. I believe in their belief in him. I just don't necessarily believe that he's in the best spot. And again, Schilt said it on Friday to me. He said, you know, of course, performance is important. Well, by that logic, Gavin Sheets' performance would be important too. Right? He's earned it. Louis hasn't lately. How do you do that? It's a very difficult job. A very difficult job. So I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, I mean, look, you can like Tyler says, you can bellyache all you want about it. You know damn well. When
I'm expecting no changes.
When Jackson comes back, Jackson's going to center. Louis staying at first or DHing, and he'll be in the two-hole, and Gavin Sheets will be relegated to the bench
again. I feel like it'd be easy to give Arraez a day off against a lefty. If they had one coming up, I looked ahead to the Twins. I don't see any lefties scheduled to face the Padres in the rest of this week, which you know makes it, I think, easier to put Luis Arraez into the lineup. He still has a 113 WRC plus against righties.
Yep.
Against lefties is like 70, well below average player offensively in the league. But we'll see. I mean, at least the next time there's a lefty in there, we'll see what Mike Schilt decides.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a day off from every now and then, though. It's been a long time since he felt like he's had any days off at all.
Who knows that better than me, Ben? Of course I agree with you.
All right, Paulie's got some headlines. Let's get to the Roundel Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundel Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Happy Wednesday, gentlemen. We will get started a couple of quick stories in sports here because I do want to save some time for my third story. In the NFL, I guess it was the most discussed quarterback battle in the NFL. Shedeur Sanders did make the Cleveland Browns roster. He's going to be listed on their depth chart as QB3.
Flacco.
Joe Flacco is the starter, and rookie Dylan Gabriel.
Roman Gabriel. He was a really good NFL football player.
Yeah. Very good.
Dylan Gabriel. And Shedeur Sanders.
They traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders,
yep.
And they released Tyler Huntley. So they're going to go with Flacco, Gabriel, and Shedeur. Right.
So you're saying that the experienced veteran will start.
Yes.
The high draft pick will back up, and the low draft pick will be the third stringer.
Correct.
That's revolutionary.
That
guys.
Is what I'm saying. Really? They figured it out.
You're reinventing the wheel here, Cleveland.
So Cleveland has done something right.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Something
is very normal here. Yeah.
Despite all the attention.
Safe at the very least.
Sure.
Like, that's
smart.
Easy to defend.
Actually smart.
Right?
Like, I think that's a smart move. I'm a big Joe Flacco fan. I think it's great. I don't know what he's going to be able to do. But
he is also someone that if Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders shows enough promise, you have no problem kicking to the curb
at
any point.
Correct.
Flacco is 40 years old.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco. Love it.
I like Joe Flacco.
I like Joe Flacco, too.
All right, we'll move on. We talked earlier in the show, about an hour ago maybe, briefly mentioned Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson.
I need to confirm that.
Well, you need to confirm. The reason we brought him up was the reports on social media are that they are expecting.
Feels real good.
They are expecting. But then, just since then, since we had that conversation, I saw that they have, this is from Darren Revelle, so I at least will believe it a little bit.
Yep.
It says here that a company owned by Bill Belichick and managed by his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has filed to trademark the term gold digger.
Wow. Can you trademark that? I guess you can.
I mean,
what is that? Okay.
Have we trademarked Ben and Woods yet?
No.
How do you
I feel
like
that?
Probably should. Then.
What are we going to make? A nickel? It's not worth the trademark.
It's not us making a nickel. It's someone else trademarking and then charging us to use it. It's what we don't want.
Well, thanks for telling everybody about that scam. Looking forward to that. The Ben and Woods domain is now gone, I'm sure.
Sorry.
We were never going to do our own website. It's way too much work.
We absolutely should.
That's why we have 973thefansd.com.
Right.
Why was 973 the fan already taken? Why did we have to add the SD?
Well, there's a bunch of fans, and I think there's a bunch of
973 the fans
out there too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think multiple.
I know there's multiple fans. I didn't know there were other 973s as well.
Yeah.
So what? Can you explain to me how trademarks work? So Bill Belichick and his girlfriend trademark the word gold digger.
Right. Now you owe them $15.
So if somebody
only when referencing them? Her?
No. Anytime you use like gold digger in any of your advertising
or anything,
you'll have to license it from them.
Man.
Which doesn't seem like it's necessarily fair. I can't do my gold digger party
that I do every year.
Right.
Right. My big gold digger party. Okay.
You owe them money now.
I mean, there are rules in place. Like the Federal Trade Commission that does trademarks. Like, you can't trademark the word the and then have to charge anybody who wants to use the, like, in their advertising.
That's a good move.
Would be.
What about hot beef?
The Ohio State University.
Right.
I own the, so you can't call yourself the,
that was a legitimate
the
story.
Ohio State University.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff we should trademark. Lots of your drops would be
Mostly
your drops. But maybe somebody would advertise with hot beef.
So are they saying that that's what she is?
Beef.
She's a gold digger?
I think they're like,
so
I'm
just
tired
being
of,
open about it.
Like, I think if somebody's going to call me that, at least now we're going to make some money.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know.
It's not necessarily destroying the narrative when you do that either.
Correct. But you have to lean into it sometimes.
That's always the question. Is she in it just for the money, fame, attention of being Bill Belichick's girlfriend? Or does she genuinely love and adore and care for him? Does it really matter?
I wish I knew, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Yes, loose cannabis is one we should absolutely trademark. A lot of cannabis shops around town might be inclined to use that.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
All of your...
that one gets me every single time.
saturated fats. Can I copyright the word chicken and then sue every restaurant that uses it on their menu?
He's just walking Chili's. Yeah, now I got your ass. Next door, Chick-fil-A. Got you.
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. Just call them tenders. Man. Interesting. All right. Gold digger. Off the table, guys.
Finally, we'll wrap it up here. Ben, I got some really, really bad news for you. I apologize in advance. You know, I can't remember if it was last year this time or 2 years ago. We had our buddy Jay Isbell on the stream. He joined the show. Yep. He had just gotten back from Burning Man.
He's like 60.
And I can't remember what year it was, but they had the mudslide. The flooding all over the grounds, the porta potties tipping over. It looks like absolute chaos.
Looks like a war
every
zone.
Year, though. So they kind of blend together. You're like, I don't remember which year was that disaster. I don't know. But sure enough, Burning Man Festival has been dealing with a lot of dust storms and gnarly weather.
Is it going on right now?
It started a couple of days ago.
Oh, it did. It's underway.
And it's going through, I think, Labor Day weekend.
Again, what exactly are they festivaling? Is it music? Is it art?
Art? Yeah, art.
It's in Nevada, technically, right?
I think
so. It's out in the desert.
Yeah.
And so they were dealing with all of the dust storms, and it destroyed a lot of the grounds.
Oh,
yeah,
I saw that big haboob in Arizona yesterday.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of gnarly weather in the desert, and I've got really bad news, Ben. The Orgy Dome has been destroyed at Burning Man.
The Orgy Dome.
Yeah, the Orgy Dome's official.
Is this like, Tropicana Field going down?
Yeah, think of it like that.
In Tampa Bay?
Just like that.
The Orgy Dome's official Instagram account posted a video of the damage yesterday, and they said our build team worked so hard this past week to erect our lovely space. Unfortunately, the winds yesterday undid all that labor and wrecked our structure. We are still here and thankfully safe. We hoped to...
I have questions.
Is it a workshop to keep you updated? So
is there a separate admission fee
to get into
the Orgy Dome?
There's no fee at Burning Man.
Oh, yeah, there's no tickets. You don't have tickets.
No, you just show up.
You just show up.
You want to hear the 10?
Not Coachella.
Sounds very chaotic.
You want to hear the 10 principles of Burning Man? Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Radical inclusion, gifting, radical self-reliance. If you're being gifted, are you self-reliant?
That's self-reliant.
All right, decommodification. Radical self-expression, communal effort, civic responsibility, leaving no trace, participation, and immediacy. That's the 10 principles.
Not the worst principles.
Not at all.
Not bad.
Here's the, you know how they have like, when you Google something, it has like questions, frequently asked questions?
Yeah.
Can you do drugs at Burning Man? That's one of the questions.
FAQ, huh?
Wow.
Jay in the chat says Ben about to just show up. I
would do anything.
Jay, there's no amount of money I would not pay.
Woods
if I
just
threatened.
He
it
said
out.
If he had, you know, he won Powerball. Which
if I had
is up to like
money,
$800 million.
Yep.
He would pay me $500,000 to go to Burning Man just to document my
with a
experience.
GoPro strapped to your forehead, a live feed, and you couldn't just sit in your trailer. You'd have to. I want you
to be all
actively
engaged. Yes. And be out there dressed like a steampunk.
That's about what it would take, honestly.
Half a mil?
I mean, it sounds so unpleasant.
For you.
Well, first of all, it's August, and you're talking about the Nevada desert. That doesn't sound fun to begin with.
Wait, somebody said you do have to pay to get into Burning Man.
Oh.
I thought it was just show and go.
Got some bouncers at the door? Security?
I don't know. I thought it was also...
I thought it was show and go.
Everybody just kind of parks wherever.
I saw a video of the traffic getting in there. I made my hair fall out. Yeah, everyone's pulling in. Like this, it's one road, right? Like
right.
Down the desert road. And you got to park. You got to set up all your gear. You build your orgy tent and orgy dome, and then it falls.
You have
away.
To fight traffic to get to this event.
Okay, Orthodox says you guys are way wrong. Burning Man costs a ton in ticket price. All right, consider me wrong. I had no idea. I thought it literally was like,
what do you get for your just a spot?
Chlamydia is my guess.
Burning Man ticket price. Burning Man, the Google AI wrap-ups here says, Burning Man ticket prices for 2025 used a tiered model with ticket bases starting at $550
and
scaling up to $650, $750,
$950,
$1,500, or $3,000.
$3,000.
For those who can pay to subsidize others. So if you can afford the $3,000 somebody else for that can only afford the $550.
So it's an optional ticket prices, essentially. If you just go, hey, I can't foot the bill.
Somebody will pay.
I'll just be part of the community effort this year.
Orthodox, who seems to know a lot, he says some people say they skip Christmas in order to do Burning Man. I'm sure it's a younger Woods. I would have been out there in a heartbeat.
Charles says you can go as a worker and then help set up and you don't have to pay.
Oh, that's cool. 50-year-old Woods at Burning Man sounds like maybe the worst.
50-year-old Ben at Burning Man sounds amazing.
That would be incredible, man.
I would absolutely staple incredible. That GoPro to your head so it never leaves your body.
I just would have to see it. You out there just getting after it. Like, it would be the best.
Are there, like, showers?
Yeah. I think there's some showers.
There is.
Yeah. All communal and you're nude. Mm. There's a lot of
shower-esque.
Nudity. Yeah, shower-esque. Sponge baths in the orgy dome, which is everybody's dream. Man. We should go as a show one time, just to see how it goes.
I saw a picture of the orgy dome before it had been taken down. It just looks like a big, you know, circus tent type thing.
With
a bunch of beds, like barracks style, just lined up.
Is that right?
And then there were like the tall high back couches and chairs that you might see up. And it was just, they were just spread out and you walk in there and have fun.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's just, hey.
It looks fairly open,
Imagine him with the GoPro trying to walk in and engage in one.
Excuse me. I'm just looking for some water here.
I don't know the protocol here. Hi, I'm Ben. I do, you know me, your friendly neighborhood sports hanger. Holy cow. It's that easy? You just walk in and be like, all right, time to get after it.
Is there a line?
Is there a line? Man, I have so many questions about Burning Man. We have a buddy on our baseball team. He goes every single year, and he is like committed to it. He's like built the Burning Man. Our buddy Bruffy, he's done it. Yeah. Oh, he's all about it.
Huh.
I've heard some good stories. I'd love to see you out there trying to tap in.
Oh, would be in the dome. Better.
No flip flops allowed. Ben's out there hitting chips.
Set up a little temporary
putting green.
Oh, man.
I would do anything to see it. I would do anything in the world to see it. I will do anything. I won't make fun of you for a year if you go to Burning Man. I swear to God. Not one. I won't break your balls even a little bit if you go to Burning Man.
We've talked about, like, maybe we need to work him up to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about taking him to Coachella. We've talked about sending him to, Crossed downtown.
It's not Crossed. It's Cursed.
Cursed.
No vowels allowed.
But I think maybe we just
you throw him right
skip
in the
foreplay.
Yeah, skip right, the foreplay. Right to the Orgy Dome. All right, guys, it's me, Ben Higgins. I'm reporting live from the Orgy Dome. I have no idea what's going on. God, I would do it. Orthodox said, I saw a U-Haul pull
Hooter
up
research.
Once, open the hatch, and 30 people spilled out of it.
Oh, my God.
God. I'm so interested in it. Is there a documentary or something I can watch? Because I think I would like to. I'm sure there's something on YouTube.
Got to be something, yeah.
Got to be something. All right, I'm going to go deep dive. We need to take
a time out. When we come back, we're going to give away some Padres tickets. If you've been listening, your chance to win 2 tickets to next Tuesday's game against the Baltimore Orioles. And then Nathan returns, promotions assistant Nathan, in studio with his deep voice. Coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fam. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. .com. Hey, even if you're a Burning Man person, you still want to take care of your family, right?
Especially if you're a Burning Man person.
It's probably a better chance that you might be gone unexpectedly if you're attending events like that. If you don't have it in writing, you cannot count on the state to know what to do. They can decide where your children go. They can decide who your assets go to, and it won't just be what you think might be logical. You actually need a will or a trust to make sure this is all taken care of.
Yeah, it's super simple to do, guys. It doesn't take long at all. They really make it easy for you. That is something I really appreciate. I need my hand kind of held through it. And it's incredible. Go to trustandwill.com. Start filling stuff out. Start naming the people that you want to leave things to. It's really, really simple. And then when you check out, use the code FAN, F-A-N. When you do check out, they're going to give you 20% off.
You don't want to be the guy who's remembered as condemning your family to probate court.
Correct.
After you're gone. It's messy, it's lengthy, it's expensive, and it's completely avoidable by getting a trust for your house and your assets, and then your family has immediate access to all of it. Simply, easily, no lawyers involved at all. Just trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN at checkout, and again, get 20% off free shipping of your estate documents at trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Ben and Woods going towards some early Padres baseball this afternoon at 1:10.
Yes.
Against the Seattle Mariners. 12:10, EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sammy Levitt coming up after Braden's program. And I just noticed because, as a member of the media, when your team, the Padres in this case, sometimes playing an opponent, the opponent will game notes and information during the series. Not every team does it, but
it's like for trial. It's like discovery.
Yeah,
they
there. The Cincinnati Reds always do it, and the Seattle Mariners are one of the teams. They send me their notes just during the Padres series, not all year long. Like I just got,
hey, here's our notes against the Angels tonight.
That would be annoying. But
appreciate
for this weekend, it's fine. Or this week, it's fine. Just found out that the Mariners have recalled right-handed pitcher Emerson Hancock from AAA Tacoma, and sent down right-handed pitcher Sauron Lau back to AAA. Hancock, hard-throwing righter, righty, had been in their starting rotation much of the year.
I remember
but
him.
But pitching in the bullpen in AAA, I think they don't need a starter, so they're trying to convert him to a reliever. So presumably he's available for the game today for the Mariners if needed. But what they also do with their game notes, and I've never seen any other team do this, kind of like it though, they include for home games the menu for the media dining room that day.
Of course. This
so
is
you can make
you
an
to.
Informed decision of whether, well, do I want to eat in the media press box dining area or maybe I want to grab a sandwich beforehand because I don't necessarily like what they're serving today.
Tell us.
Well, this is like
What is Kevin Acey going to be eating here later
today? Well, this is like when, you know, Bo gets his schedule. We go through it, and we're like, okay, I'll do hot lunch that day, not this day.
Oh, you do that? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I don't, you know, we don't want to make lunches every day, and he likes to eat hot lunch sometimes. So we go through it and pick out what he likes.
So here's what Don and Mudd and Jesse and Tony and Dennis Lynn and A.J. Cassavell and Kevin Acey will be dining on today at T-Mobile Park in the press box. Meatballs and shrimp, which is the first menu item.
What?
With an ampersand in between. I'm not sure. Those two things don't necessarily go together, but that's what it's listed as.
Meatballs, like a big bowl of meatballs and shrimp. Yeah, that's our new show name, Meatballs and Shrimp.
I spent the first 18 years of my life in Seattle.
You're from there.
I don't remember that being a Seattle delicacy.
Meatballs and shrimp.
All right, meatballs and shrimp.
The second menu item informs the first. Penne pasta with marinara. My guess is you can then choose to put either meatballs or shrimp on top of it, but they're listed separately.
Got it.
Then we've got broccolini with garlic and lemon oil.
I don't like broccolini.
Italian wedding soup.
It's got those chunks of meatball in it. Yeah, they're just using the extra meatballs to make that. They have also meatball subs. Also cocktail meatballs.
Some leftover meatballs yesterday. Dinner rolls and butter. Assorted fruit platter, and assorted desserts.
That sounds really good.
Not bad.
Really, really good.
Not bad.
Don't forget the meatball cheesecake to wrap it up, and a meatball cream pie as well. Delicious. They're just throwing meatballs at everyone. They have so many extra meatballs.
Yeah. I mean, you could have gone with
like a shot of espresso with a meatball.
Yeah, a cup of coffee with a... You just drop a meatball in it.
They don't do that in the notes for the Padres. You just show up, and you're surprised to see whether it's, you know, chicken breast
Mexican
and a mushroom
or something.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Whatever it is in the press box, which I rarely eat in the press box.
L3 Oogie says, give me a Seattle dog. That has cream cheese on it. I've
grilled
heard it's
onions
incredible.
And cream cheese.
Yeah. Barbecue sauce, grilled onions.
Barbecue. Okay. Yeah. So you take
a bun,
you grill it, like you brown it, cream cheese on the sides,
hot dog.
Caramelized onions.
Yeah.
When I would go
and
back for
barbecue.
When I'd go back up there, like for Christmas or something, and me and the buddies would go downtown, go to some bars. They would have the street vendors all over the place.
Yeah.
You've seen them more now down here, but you didn't for a long time. There was permitting and all that stuff. There'd be a guy in front of any bar that you walked out of grilling dogs, and to say, yeah, give me the Seattle dog. They toast the bun, spread some cream cheese that kind of melts on it, throw the sausage or the dog on there, grilled onions, barbecue sauce. It works.
Could I do it without – I mean, I like barbecue sauce enough.
You could probably hold the barbecue sauce.
But would mustard
ketchup
be good on
mustard?
There?
I don't know.
Mustard and cream cheese seems like an odd combo.
Yeah, but I don't like mustard. I don't like ketchup on my dogs.
I don't either.
Maybe I would just go with just the onions and the cream cheese.
I think it's fine.
Can we do extra cream cheese on top?
Raw dog.
Raw dog it, or maybe a meatball on top as well. So, I love that you read that. Now that we know that that's in there, we can do that every year.
Well, when the Padres visit the Mariners, although I would encourage the Padres and other teams to start putting the menu for the media.
They don't want us to pick it apart on the radio, because that's exactly what we will do in these short segments.
All of our baseball and food talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, it's time to give away some Padres tickets for Tuesday's game, the Manny Machado City Connect basketball jersey game against the Baltimore Orioles. To win, you not only need to call 833-288-0973, but you also need to know which team's schedule did Woodsy break down during Don't Do this morning in our 720 segment. Which team's schedule did Woods break down, not the Padres, which other team's schedule did Woods break down during Don't Do this morning? First correct answer, 833-288-0973. Paulie will answer some phones randomly during the break. We'll win the two tickets to the game on Tuesday, September 2nd, against the Baltimore Orioles. Again, the Manny Machado City Connect basketball jersey for the first 40,000 fans in attendance. You can get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets. Want to see big crowds the rest of the season at Petco Park. Come back. Nathan is back in studio with his intimidating voice, looking to take over for me here
just
in
say,
our...
Just a little tease, Nathan. Right, a little radio tease. Just say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, he's back.
God, let's go.
It. Look at it.
Coming up next on 97.3 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, congratulations to Neil. Wins the Padres Orioles tickets. Knew the Rockies were the team. He was not the first caller, though. Someone got it wrong.
They said Reds.
Neil came in and stole it. Gets the tickets to the Padres Orioles game.
As soon as I told
week.
Him the right answer, he goes, damn it, you're right.
With an
you're right. You're right.
Rockies, not Reds. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Islands Restaurants. Islands Restaurants, summer refreshment, paradise ambiance, and the best burgers in town, like the Big Wave with cheese and fresh cut fries. $10 now for a limited time only. That's a really good price, by the way. Visit one of our Islands restaurants throughout Southern California today. Dine in only.
Because I'm an island boy and I've been trying to make.
Well, speaking of the islands, I wanted to thank Dori Robbs and her husband. They just dropped off. I am the worst because I'm the only one that checks the Instagram messages, and I do it maybe once a week. So Saturday, she DMs us on Instagram. My hubby and I are coming tomorrow from Hawaii. Would it be okay to drop off some goodies for you guys? I write her back on Monday. Sorry I missed this. Still in town? She writes back, yes, we leave on Thursday. Monday night, 6:30. Would Wednesday be okay? My husband wanted us to mention.
And he once again didn't check.
He does the University of Hawaii TV broadcast. I guess
You
don't think we're some kind of stalkers. And she said, or tomorrow if I can. I never wrote her back. 9:32 this morning. I'm outside. Can anyone grab the goodies?
Oh, my God.
Just dropped it off. Have a great day. I'm like, Dori,
sorry.
I am so sorry.
Come back.
I am the worst.
We'll talk to you after the show.
I'm so sorry.
First of all, this is cool. Sour gummy lychee.
She brought a bunch of Hawaiian
treats, which is fantastic.
Sweet
Secondly,
angel.
Just because he does the University of Hawaii broadcast does not necessarily mean you're not a stalker.
That's true.
That's not true. They're not mutually exclusive.
That's true. If you give him a little street cred, you know, give us a little
very cool.
Cred.
Very nice of you to come by and wish we were paying attention a little bit better, but you know, I'm not going to.
Never,
so it's really
ever.
Up to Woods.
Yeah, it's really up to me
to pay
point.
Attention.
It's cool.
Speaking of Islands Restaurants, though. That's where our promotions assistant, Nathan, was the day that he came in studio with us.
Yes.
He went out that Friday with the Gwen and Chris show out at Islands for an appearance. And apparently, He was a big hit.
Nathan, how did it go? Were people walking up and introducing themselves?
They were. People were introducing
There we go.
People were introducing themselves to me, saying like, "Oh, are you Nathan from the Ben and Woods show?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, I guess I am Nathan from the Ben and Woods show."
Right. So that was on a Friday.
Yeah. I don't know what day we had him in, but that was on a Friday, the appearance.
So then Saturday we had an appearance, and we walked in, and I must have had 30 people go, "Where's Nathan? Is Nathan coming?" I'm like, "I don't know that Nathan's working tonight. I have no idea." So now listen, we don't have a lot of pull F-level celebrities in this town for sure, but it's cool that people noticed you, recognize you. Have the offers from Hollywood started rolling in just yet?
Unfortunately, I've gotten nothing from Hollywood.
Okay, nothing from anyone.
No voiceover work.
I did actually have a really nice lady, I believe her name was Katrina, come up to me, say that she used to do a lot of voiceover stuff, and she wanted to send some of my clips from the Ben and Wood show to some friends that she has in the voiceover area. So naturally, I was like, yeah, I know, please do. You know, I'd like to get out as much out there as I can.
I've got a contact for you as well. One of our tier ones reached out and said, hey, have him reach out to this guy. I've got his Instagram for you. So, man, let's get the ball rolling on your career. This is you can't let that thing go to waste. You know, like you don't necessarily have to be a broadcaster or, you know, call baseball games or football games, but you need to use that thing for good, like Dirk Diggler did in the movie Boogie Nights.
Now, keep in mind, once you become a public figure and you're now well on your way, that people will start scouring your social media pages, as Woods did after you were
Paulie did.
And found all your matcha green tea reviews you've done on social media. Apparently a big fan of the matcha, are you?
I'm a big fan.
So that's what you decided, like, this is how I get my feet under me.
I've always loved doing reviews. Okay. And I find myself like just going to coffee shops. I'm like, yeah, let me see what their matcha latte is all about.
Okay.
I was like, why don't I just like film myself drinking it, say a few things about it,
sure,
post it online. Like, it's not gonna hurt, and I have a lot of fun doing it.
How's the reaction to it? How's the traction? What's the word I'm looking for here, Paulie?
Engagement.
That's the word. How's the social engagement?
Yeah. I mean, people seem to love it. I get comments under all my posts and everything, like talking about
how
they want more.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh yeah, great review. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of just like friends and family that watch it, and then they comment on it, and I'm like, awesome.
Can you plug your Instagram feed? What's your Instagram?
So it's _it's_Stevens, because there's no
space. We gotta get you a new one. We have to be like Nathan the throat god. Throat goat Nathan.
Yeah.
And we gotta change it up. We have to get you something that's easy, right? they_they.lx.matcha is not going to work for you. It's got to be something easier.
Ben_ampersand_
Can I just say,
_973_sd.com.
If somebody gives me an underscore, I'm like, I'm done. That's it. I'm not writing it down.
There's no spaces. I had to do something.
All right, we're going to have to shut it down. You have to restart. I'm not kidding.
See, the problem is he wasn't alive when all these internet things were invented. So he didn't get the first choice.
I know. Yeah, he's like
the username.
We got to get you something that's easier to use and easier to plug. We can post it, of course, but we got to get you, you know, your thing. But so I had an idea today, because I know Ben was like, it really messed him up when you came in. It really did. It messed him up. He was beating himself up. He felt inadequate. Now,
I'm sorry, Ben.
I will tell you this. We've been for a long time. I don't know if you know this, but on our show, we used to do this bit every Friday called Ben Reads Raps. And Ben would read, because he's got the deep voice and blah, blah, blah. He's also very white. He would read these rap songs in his the way that only he can do it. And I thought, let's bring Nathan into your arena, which is rapping, as everybody knows.
Right.
And there's a duet that I have actually been wanting to do with you for years, but we never did it.
But we have the right person now for it.
We have the right person now for it.
All right, we're going to check traffic.
Yep.
And then when we come back,
you
Ben
don't rap
and
it.
Nathan.
You just talk it.
No, Ben okay, and Nathan right. read.
I can do that.
Yep.
Raps to wrap up the program next year on 97.3 The Fan.
At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the candidates you want. At Robert Half, They know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Wood, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
All right, so are we, this is a duet. We're just going back and forth here?
Yes.
All right. Paulie, give us a little music. All right, last couple of minutes.
Oh, I'm so
Ben
sorry.
And Nathan read raps. Here we go. Nathan, you ready? All right, here we go. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I can get some funk rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC. On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't need to tweak. All you skirts know what's up with 213. Yep.
So I hooks a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the ride and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gats, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm glide and swerve. These people looking so hard, they straight hit the curb. Onto bigger, better things than some...
40!
Tricks. I see my homie and some suckas all in his mix.
He's more embarrassed than I am.
He's more clean than you!
I'm getting jacked and breaking myself. I can't believe they've taken Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brothers and said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see if they going straight pound for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head. I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glanced in the cut and I see my homie, Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dog is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. We're still going.
I laid all them
busters down. I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you want skirts, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of people over there on the curb.
Now, Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, because it's on. N-A-T-E and me, the Warren to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot. In need of some desperate help. But Nate Dog and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them dames was...
sexy.
As...
hell.
I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my car's broke down, and you seem real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls, and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare you. Funk on a whole new level. The rhythm is the bass, and the bass is the treble. Chord strings, we bring melody, G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm. Wrap it up, Nathan.
If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangsta twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if yo
ass
is a busta, 213 will regulate.
Nate Dogg! Wow.
Nate Dogg knocked it out of the park.
Nicely
wow.
done.
Somebody said it's Mayonnaise Man and Miracle Whip. And I love it. That was so, so good.
That's it for us.
Oh, you crushed
wow.
it.
Early Padres baseball coming up.
We'll break this down in foreplay tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. You won't want to miss it. For Nathan, Paulie, Woodsy, I'm
Amazing.
Matt Braden up next year. Thanks for joining us on 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.